We'll have more about that after the 5 o'clock news.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers? Broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously known as Fort Benning and changed to Fort Moore is now Fort Benning again. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains.
The change from Fort Moore to Fort Benning appears to restore a name Congress retired 4 years ago. But rather than honoring a Confederate brigadier general, the Benning now being honored was a hero of World War I. Corporal Fred Benning was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his action in France in 1918. This change follows a similar move by Defense Secretary Hegseth to rename Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The Bragg, whose name is now on the sign, was a recipient of the Silver Star for his service in World War II.
Officials reporting at least a dozen new cases of measles in West Texas. The head of the state's health department says there are now 158 cases. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he's deeply concerned about the outbreak. Health officials now warning travelers a child with measles passed through New York's JFK airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 52 with rain ramping up this afternoon. Heavy rain overnight starts to mix with freezing rain early in the morning and maybe some snow. Accumulations of 1 to 3 inches on Wednesday, a high of 36. For Thursday, a high of 40 with sunshine. And Friday, 41 with a good chance of some light snow. In Richland Center, we've been receiving a little bit of rain early on. It started last hour, and so far 4/100ths of an inch of rain. We have a south to southwest wind at 4 miles per hour, and we've been holding steady and stuck at the temperature of 42 degrees through the night. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Tuesday, March 4th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, star-spangled banner yet wave.
have kept me from his grace. But there's hope for me, 'cause mama's faith is strong. She's the only hope I've got to keep me in touch with God. But who'll pray for me when mama's gone?
We start the day in a positive way. That was Conway Twitty and Who Will Pray For Me. Before that, our national anthem performed by Alabama. And that brings us to The Light in the Milk House Shell, powered by Brouhaha Roasters today for all your great coffee. Ooh, good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us on the Old Light in the Milk House Tuesday edition, Tuesday, March 4th. Trying to get up and get the milkers together and get ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Info to get you in the know. Today, it's the beginning of the WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament tonight and the run toward Madison. And some March weather. Brand new forecast from Tony Schumacher just within the last minutes. And it includes a winter weather advisory for Vernon County Wednesday morning from 3 until 6 p.m. on Wednesday night. Some other counties could follow suit, but it appears that they are more in line in Vernon County with a little bit more of a band of some snow. We'll keep you posted from WRCO. Otherwise, mostly rain today and heavier later on this afternoon. A high later of 52. It is 42 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Well, let's start those chores. This is Tracy Lawrence.
I was 10 years old the day I got caught. Some dime store candy that I never bought. I hung my head and I faced the wall. His daddy showed me wrong from right. He said, "This hurts me more than it does you. There's just something, son, that you just don't do. Is anything I'm saying getting through? So, daddy, I can see the light. Oh, lessons learned. They sure run deep. They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Oh, there's no way around it. This world turns. All lessons learned. I
first ball and glove. He even taught me how to drive his truck, circling that old town square. Spoke of life with a slow southern drawl, but I never heard him cause I knew it all. But I sure listened when I got the call that he was no longer there. Oh, lessons learned, man, they sure run deep. They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Oh, there's no way around it, this world turns. Lessons learned. Oh, lessons learned, man, they sure run deep. They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Oh, there's no way around it, this world turns.
The Wilburn Brothers on WRCO and Country Honey. Hello, honey. Good morning. It is 42 degrees here at WRCO Studios and a little light rain this morning as we head toward a high of 52 a little bit later on today. Tuesday, March 4th, Tech Help Tuesday is held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. St. John's Lutheran Church Men in Richland Center will host a Fat Tuesday Pancake Supper from 5 until 7 this evening. A free will offering will be accepted, and all are welcome for that event. And a reminder, People First Bowling. Bowling for people with disabilities is held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to take part is $2 per game. For more information, call the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. From our community calendar today. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning, and it's time to check sports here on the Mel Kiau Show. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament gets underway tonight as teams in the state will be doing battle for the right to play eventually at the state tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison in a couple of weeks. But games around Wisconsin get underway at 7 o'clock this evening. The Badger men's basketball team will be back into action coming up this week on Wednesday night. The Badger women's team will take on Iowa in the Big Ten women's basketball tournament with a tip-off time at 7:30 on Wednesday evening. College basketball last night, number 2 Duke over Wake Forest, 93-60, and number 3 Houston over Kansas, 65-59. From the NBA, Portland 119, Philadelphia 102, Golden State beat Charlotte 119-101, Miami 106, and Washington 90, Oklahoma City over Houston 137-128, Atlanta 132, Memphis 130, Sacramento over Dallas 122-98, and Detroit over Utah 134-106. From the NHL, the Rangers 4-0 over the Islanders. Washington won a shootout 5-4 over Ottawa. Florida 2, Tampa Bay 1. Montreal 1 in overtime over Buffalo 4-3. San Jose won a shootout over Toronto 3-2. Chicago 5 and Los Angeles 1. From the Interleague Baseball in the spring games, yesterday the Brewers lost to the Reds by a score of 5-4. That was a game played last night and heard on WRCE Radio. Arizona over the Cubs, 10-2, the final score. Elsewhere, it was a win for Toronto over Detroit, 13-3, and Boston and Baltimore tied at 6. Also in news from the Packers, linebacker Isaiah McDuffie is staying with the Packers. Packer GM Brian Gutekunst announced Monday the team had re-signed McDuffie without revealing the terms. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The aerobic polka is percolating. As we get ready to get our aerobic workout in today, the Aerobic Polka, sponsored by Supps Gym in Fenimore.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 5.
Time to do some heavy lifting with the aerobic polka today. Here we go! Woo!
Lights up bright and hearts are gay down at the Friendly Inn. They've a right to be that way. Look at the man that just walked in. Music box beneath his chin, gay as a brand new dime. Just one beer, then he'll begin telling them all it's polka time. Do-re-mi, he finds the key. He knows just what they love. He starts to play, the folks all say that's what they're dreaming of. It's such a happy polka, they all dance, and then when it's all over, they all crowd around and holler, jolly Mr. Music Man, play that polka I adore. Ever since that tune began, my feet just won't stay off the floor. Oh, happy jolly Mr. Music Man, play that polka with a swing. I just hear that music and I'm like a monkey on a string. Stay off the floor. I'm like a monkey on a string.
Don Peachy and the band and the Jolly Musicians Polka. Today's aerobic polka workout, courtesy of WRCO Radio. 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today, it's hard not to move your feet in the morning listening to the aerobic polka here on WRCO. And it's hard not to hear the pity, pity patter of little bitty feet, too.
Oh, the pity, pity patter of the little bitty feet's gonna pity.
Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
The voice, Vern Gosden, on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today, cloudy and mild, occasional rain, heavier later this afternoon. Some fog possible, a high of 52. Tonight, rain heavy early, then it should turn to wet snow right around the early morning hours of tomorrow. 1 or 2 inches possible, an additional 1 to 2 during the day as well of some wet snow. And there is a winter weather advisory that's been posted for Vernon County from Wednesday morning at 3 until 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. South to southwest winds are at 4 right now. We have picked up 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and it is 42 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Is the crop protection industry under attack? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says USDA continues to evaluate President Trump's job cuts within the agency.
This is an extremely aggressive effort that I fully support, but in being so aggressive, there will be mistakes made, and there have been mistakes made.
Speaking to reporters at Commodity Classic, she said some employees have already been brought back.
We let go, as part of those cuts, some of the avian flu experts and immediately brought them back. Some of the world's most renowned agriculture researchers that the Borlaug Institute and Texas A&M had recruited were also given the pink slip. But within a few days or a week, they too were brought back.
Rollins says the funding and job cuts are moving at what she calls Trump speed, and the administration continues to evaluate budgets line by line. A new survey from Modern Ag Alliance says farmers remain concerned about crop protection availability. Brownfield's Erin Anderson has more from Commodity Classic in Denver.
Executive Director Elizabeth Burns-Thompson says the crop protection industry is under attack.
There really is a concern about what the growing amount of litigation facing agriculture means for the future of agriculture and the success of farming moving forward. Consumers are concerned about directly what that means for food security as a country as a whole.
She tells Brownfield the alliance is focused on protecting glyphosate availability.
We see this as potentially being a bellwether of what any chemistry, both those that are on the market today, as well as those that are coming through R&D, could face. Today, it's glyphosate that's at attack. Tomorrow, it could be any other of the chemistries.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
A director for the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board says he sees favorable outlooks for U.S. ethanol exports. Shane Goplin says he expects momentum from 2024 to continue through this year.
We have to increase our production. Well, we have to find a home for that too. So, you know, there's huge opportunities coming out there.
Speaking to Brownfield at Commodity Classic in Denver, Goplin said Japan could become an important market for biofuels.
They've got big visions for both ethanol and a sustainable aviation fuel of increasing that. So, yes, we're really blessed, and we, you know, hopefully we can continue building that relationship.
He says it will also be important to maintain key markets in Latin America and Southeast Asia. The chief science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says roller coaster weather conditions are expected to continue for much of the Midwest. Eric Snodgrass says short-term forecasts show a series of systems are expected to bring a range of conditions.
The good news is it's dropping our highs off back into the 30s rather than back into like the single digits. So March is technically the start of meteorological spring. We're going to start to see more spring-like weather.
He tells Brownfield much of the region needs that precipitation. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
VEX recognizes this week's player with heart, Sam Majeski from Balsam Lake High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Sam is a three-sport athlete who enjoys bonding with friends and teammates. He's been the FFA president for the last 3 years, and it's helped his confidence and speaking in front of others.
It's something that puts you out of your comfort zone, but, you know, it helps a lot with that. It's something that people need to learn before, you know, they enter into the adult world, and I think that's something that's super awesome that they value. value and teach through FFA.
That improvement has allowed him to get involved in the school play, and he got the lead role this spring.
They've helped me really get out of my comfort zone and being able to perform in front of other people. You know, you're able to build social connections with people.
Sam has served as a mentor and a coach for youth in his community, and hard work on his family's farm has helped him build character. After high school, he plans to go to college and major in business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with TimSec Auction Realty with sales results at upcoming events. We had a bigger sale in a good crowd. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to add your mower, boats, garden supplies, machinery, outdoor items, or more for our spring consignment auction, give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Direct cattle markets were quiet yesterday with the big feature, the distribution of the show list, which does look mixed, larger in Kansas but smaller in Texas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Last week's trade was light on Thursday and Friday, mostly at 197 live and 313 dressed, both $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. At mid-session for the Oklahoma National Stockyards, compared to the previous week, feeder steers and heifers were steady to mostly three lower. Stocker steers and steer calves are 10 to 15 higher, while stocker heifers and heifer calves are mostly steady. USDA says demand for feeder cattle was moderate to good, very good for stockers and calves, especially steers, with receipts up on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds are reported at 324.50 to 380. 800 to 850 pound steers sold at 254 to 267. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 261.25 to 308. 7 to 8 weight heifers in Oklahoma City on Monday brought 244.25 to 263. Box beef closed lower with light movement. Choice is up $2.10 at $313.93. Select beef is up 36 cents at $302.41. The estimated cattle slaughter of 102,000 head was up 7,000 on the week, but down nearly 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to lower with very light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets, under 1,000 head. Like a lot of recent Mondays, buyers eased into the week, getting a look at the available ready numbers and demand. New tariffs on key U.S. trading partners are set to go into effect today and are expected to have at least some impact on export demand. On the domestic side of things, the wholesale market's been very volatile over the past few days, with extremely wide swings for most of the individual cuts, especially the belly primal. National direct barrows and gilts closed $1.61 lower at the base price range of $84 to $93 for a weighted average of $88.41. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnerville, Iowa were steady at 62. Illinois direct sows were steady at 63 to 75. Barrows and gilts in Illinois also steady at 51 to 61. Pork closed $1.37 higher at $99.79, including a $5.55 gain in the bellies, with loins, butts, picnics, and hams also higher, while ribs were lower. The estimated slaughter of 490,000 head was unchanged on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgroAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Direct cattle business was quiet on Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, pressured by South American weather while waiting for tariffs to kick in. May beans were down 14 and a quarter at 10.11 and a half. July was 14 and a quarter lower at 10.25 and three quarters. May corn was down 13 and a quarter at 456 and a quarter. July was 12 lower at 463 and three quarters. Cattle were pressured by last week's direct trade. April live is down 40 at 192.25, and June was 67 lower at 188.10. April feeders were down 95 at 272.05. With pork higher at midday, April hogs were up 2 cents at 83.70. The May lean hog contract was 25 cents higher at 87.67. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Specialty crop growers are facing obstacles from every direction. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In yesterday's show, we heard a Mississippi sweet potato grower share the misery that specialty crop growers are facing. She spoke at a Senate Ag Committee hearing that also featured Tim Boring, who heads the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Unfortunately, for many specialty crops, times have never been more tenuous. What once provided an avenue for farmers to diversify their products has forced many to choose whether or not their farm will welcome back the next generation. Whether it's due to trade pressures, rising input costs, climate variability, labor constraints, the threats of pests and disease, many specialty crops in this country are either harder to grow, more difficult to get to market, or challenging as ever to reach the consumer.
But wait, there's more, says Boring.
For instance, last year in Michigan, cherry farmers lost between 30 and 75% of their crops because of abnormal weather events that drove unprecedented insect and pest pressure. Losses such as these are becoming far more common. A farm bill that provides growers support, such as through new research, helps ensure the continuation of family farms in the face of these unprecedented challenges and is critical for the long-term viability of specialty crops in Michigan and across the country.
Others appearing before the Ag Committee shared similar stories, prompting one senator to call for a rapid fix for the system. You'll hear from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Some concerns about the new Trump tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council's trade expert is concerned about the tariffs from President Trump. Jaime Castaneda tells Brownfield, when Trump announced there would be additional 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, Canada developed a list of retaliatory tariffs, and now his team has been talking to Mexico's leaders. Castaneda says they have encouraged Mexico not to retaliate because it would also create hardships for their own people.
Not only they're going to get impacted by the 25% that we would be imposing in their products, but also creating food inflation if they actually retaliate with an equal 25%.
Castaneda says he remains optimistic that the tariff and counter-tariff issues with Canada and Mexico can be avoided. A young Wisconsin dairy farmer says perseverance is paying off. Evan Shrouth from Clovenview Holsteins in Fond du Lac County says he always wanted to be a dairyman. He drained his savings to start his own 40-cow herd right out of college, faced some challenges like moving the operation four times in 7 years.
Winter of 2022, we moved here. We're working into owning this farm. Now we know where we're going to be, so it's nice to actually be looking at possibly expanding.
He was named the 2025 Groundbreaker of the Year by Compeer Financial. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 51 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5.5 cents Monday at 172. That's after falling 9.5 cents on Friday. 10 sales were recorded. Barrels went down 0.25 cents to 178.25 with 4 sales. Butter unchanged, 234.5, 5 sales there. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents at 119.25 with 4 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 52 today. It looks like some rain, which could become heavier at times, is in the forecast. Some rain mixed with snow, especially overnight tonight. 1 to 2 inches possible, an additional 1 to 2 maybe on Wednesday morning as well. And a winter weather advisory for Vernon County for early Wednesday morning through Wednesday night. They're kind of more in the path of that track of snow, at least at this point anyway. Currently at the WRC Studios. It is 42 degrees, and in the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service rain gauge, 0.04 inches with some light stuff overnight. All right, well, do the best you can. Good luck to you. Go out and win your fortune.
Make you wanna go home now. Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Well, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time,
you wanna go home. Tell me don't. make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home?
South and the Believers on WRCO Radio. Don't it make you want to go home? 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock today on a Tuesday, the 4th of March. Where does the time go, right? Man, alive, man. We're rolling into March, and before long, we'll be throwing the baseballs around and kicking the soccer balls and running the track and things like that. I won't be, but I'll be talking about it. Here's T.G. Shepherd.
How many places has she tried to make a home? And before we got our roots down, I was ready to roll. I haven't made it easy. Carry all the load. She must have a strong heart to keep on loving me. After all she's been through, why else would she believe? Have a strong heart to keep on loving me. I know she's had her own dreams, but she's had to let them go. I know it's had to hurt her, but she never let it show. Never tried to change, and she's never changed her mind. She must have a strong heart to keep on loving me the way she does. After all she's been through, why else would she believe?
The Mail Count Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters. Check out your favorite blend of coffee at area merchants and businesses. It is now 6 minutes before six. The mystery man, Tony Schumacher, will be in with an information or two, info on the upcoming storm, possibly here in the area. Weather is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a very intense storm system spinning in the southern plains tracking northeast will bring us some occasional rain today, the heaviest in the late afternoon and evening. Quite the wet system with at least an inch of rain expected. Meanwhile, as the colder air comes in on the back side of it, it will turn over to snow, first back in Minnesota, northern Iowa, and northwest Wisconsin. Some of those areas could see blizzard conditions tonight and tomorrow morning with the high winds coming in and as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow. Around here, just a couple inches of snow, but still some difficult travel by tomorrow morning. Behind that weather system, generally quiet weather through the weekend. We could get grazed with a few snow showers Friday, especially to the south, with another system passing by north of us on Saturday. Should turn warmer again early next week. The forecast for today, cloudy and mild, with occasional rain, heavier by late afternoon. Fog possible in spots, high reaching the low 50s, southeast wind up to 10. Now, there is a winter weather advisory over in Vernon County from 3 a.m. Wednesday to 6 p.m. Wednesday. Otherwise, tonight rain heavy early, turning to wet snow toward morning, an inch or two possible, especially west and north of Richland Center. Gusty winds developing, low at 30. Tomorrow, windy with snow tapering to flurries by midday, another 1 or 2 inches possible, blowing snow and reduced visibility in spots. High temperature 34, north to northwest wind 15 to 25, gusting up to 35 to 40. Wednesday night, the clouds break up and colder, low at 17. Thursday, some sunshine, high 38. There's a small chance of light snow or flurries late Thursday night into Friday, mainly in the southern parts of the area, high 36. Saturday, peaks of sun, high 41 with spotty snow showers late in the day. Sunday brings some sunshine, high 38. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, it is a total of 42 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 51. Record high, 67 in the year 2000. Record low was 21 below zero in the year 2002. Last year's high, 52, and the low, 32. Sunset will happen at 5:54 this afternoon, and sunrise time coming up in less than an hour, around 6:33 today. South to southwest winds are at